Hey everyone, it's your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we learned how to use the five love languages of children. During family time, this helps to increase closeness, security, trust, and other beneficial qualities. The five love languages of children are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, and acts of service. By using the five love languages, we are able to turn a daily task of leaving the home in the morning into family time together. Here is an example. For children who feel most loved when others help them, acts of service can be powerful during busy mornings. Packing their lunch, laying out clothes the night before, or tying shoes when time is tight can communicate care and support. These acts are not about doing everything for the child. It is about recognizing moments when help reduces stress and strengthens connection. When offered with intention, even small acts can say, "I see you and I've got you." In this episode, we will learn how to apply the five love languages during the holiday season to maximize family time. Here's how you would use the five love languages of children. My dad always recorded Christmas movies while my sister and I were growing up. He put them together so we would have several hours of movies to watch. This included Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and others. Watching Christmas movies is cozy. It can become more than entertainment. It can be a form of connection. Here is how to apply the five love languages during Christmas movie time. When a child feels most loved through closeness, movie time is the perfect opportunity to connect. Snuggle together under a shared blanket and sit close on the couch. If you want, hold hands or allow their head to rest on your shoulder. While the movies may fade into the background over time, they will remember the closeness experience during movie time. Some children feel loved when they are noticed and verbally encouraged. During a movie, we can acknowledge their thoughts and their presence. Here are some examples. "I enjoy watching movies with you. That was a thoughtful thing you noticed. I like the way you explained that part." These small affirmations help the child feel valued and connected. Many children thrive on undivided attention. Presence is the key to movie night for them. It is best to put away distractions, dim the lights, and stay engaged together. Sit together, laugh at the same parts, and react together as the storyline progresses. If you want, pause and talk about a scene to lean into it. When the movie is finished, spend a few minutes talking about the characters or movie highlights. When quality time is key, it's not about watching the movie. It is about sharing the experience together. If the child loves tangible items, a small object can make movie night feel extra special. Let the child choose the movie or include a special holiday treat. Here are some items you may want to include: matching pajamas, a festive cup of hot cocoa, freshly prepared caramel flavored popcorn, Christmas themed treats. These can all serve as gifts to enhance the experience. It is the thought and anticipation of the gift that makes the child feel loved. Doing something you know the child would like is an act of service. Here are a few ways to do this. Prepare their favorite snack. Set up the movie ahead of time. Create a cozy viewing space with pillows and blankets. If there is a fireplace, fire it up so it is nice and warm. These behind-the-scenes efforts communicate care and attentiveness. Quietly, it says, "I thought about what would make this special for you." Christmas movie nights do not need to be elaborate to have meaning. Try to include all five of the love languages and highlight the child's favorite language. A family Christmas movie can become a moment of connection, comfort, and belonging. The feeling of being loved lasts long after the credits roll into the screen. Playing charades through the five love languages of children. Charades is more than a game. It's a chance to laugh, connect, and build confidence. During the holiday season, I always enjoyed playing charades with my cousins. The experience can be meaningful rather than entertainment. Charades offers natural moments of connection. This is great for children who feel loved through physical closeness. Everyone squeezes onto the couches together while one person stands in front to act out the clue. First correct guess wins. High fives and celebratory hugs are always welcome. Hold hands to help comfort nerves and build confidence. Touch communicates you're safe, supported, and not alone. Use words of affirmation to encourage children who need to hear their effort matters. Here are some examples of encouraging statements. You acted that out so clearly. I love how creative you are. Great teamwork. You didn't give up. That was awesome. The focus of charades is on effort and creativity, not on winning. These words help to build confidence, reduce stress, and keep the game fun for everyone. Charades is about being present. This is a time to engage wholeheartedly, laugh together, make eye contact, and react with enthusiasm. Everyone gets to take turns, lean into connection whenever possible. For children who love quality time, being fully there with a child means everything to them. For children who love tangible items, include small rewards. Use a poster board and place everyone's name on it. Add stickers by each person's name as the round progresses. Together, decide when to award stickers and other small prizes. Printed charade cards can be helpful as well. This gives the child something they can touch. The cards may be themed for the holidays or other things such as safari to act out animals you may see during a trip to the safari. It is important to be intentional and make the experience fun. Acts of service while playing charades. If the child appreciates acts of service, they will feel loved when someone helps set them up for success. Give them age-appropriate clues. Whisper ideas if they appear stuck. Offer to act out a clue together if they feel shy. Model charades for a few rounds to help them understand the game. This can help to reduce anxiety. These actions say, I want this to be enjoyable for you. Charades doesn't have to be loud, competitive, or perfect. To create meaning, include the 5 love languages of children. Highlight the child's preferred language, their preferred love language. Allow the game to become a space for laughter, confidence building, and connection. The memories made will last far longer than who won the round. For many of us, putting up the Christmas tree is a cherished family tradition. It offers natural moments of connection. Decorating a Christmas tree is more than a task on the to-do list. It is a memory-making moment, rich with warmth, belonging, and the comfort of being together. Often you will hear laughter, familiar sounds, and stories, and feel a quiet sense of togetherness. Physical touch, from the perspective of putting up the Christmas tree. For children who feel most love through closeness, this is a wonderful chance for gentle, reassuring contact. Invite the child to stand close while you fluff the branches together. Offer hugs when ornaments fall or frustration appears. Lift smaller children so they can place an ornament. Hold hands and step back to admire the tree as you decorate it. Give a proud squeeze when a section is finished. Physical touch helps the child feel safe, connected, and part of the moment. Children who thrive on encouragement feel deeply loved when their efforts are noticed. Here are some phrases to help while decorating the tree. You picked the perfect spot for that ornament. I love how carefully you're decorating. Thank you for helping. This looks beautiful. Affirm their creativity, patience, and teamwork rather than perfection. Words help the child associate tradition with confidence and joy. Children laughing, voices sing with cheer. Shared attention helps to create quality time together. The act of decorating the tree ultimately is about togetherness. Put on Christmas music, talk about the ornaments, the tinsel, the star that will go on top of the tree. Share stories, ask questions, and decorate side by side. When quality time is key, the best part isn't decorating the tree. The best part is the time spent together. Christmas tree decorating can feel extra special for a child who loves tangible items. Together, you can create a tree decorating plan. This starts with picking the tree or unboxing the tree. Then add each step of the process so that the child has a visual. Here's an example. Step 1, get the tree. Step 2, untangle the lights. Step 3, sort the ornaments. Step 4, make sure you have the tree skirt and the star for the top of the tree. Keep writing out all the steps. Include a plan to take the tree down after Christmas. This includes the day you plan to take the tree down. Will it be the day after Christmas, during the New Year, or another time? Place the list in a visible spot. This could be on the refrigerator or an empty space on a wall. Mark off the steps as they are completed. The child will love knowing where they are in the decorating process. This helps the child feel included and valued. Children who feel loved through acts of service will notice when others help them. If you want, untangle the lights ahead of time and make sure all the bulbs light up. Use kid-safe ornaments. Organize the decorations so they can independently add them to the tree. Offer help with hooks or stubborn tree branches. These actions convey to the child that you want this to be fun and enjoyable for them. Putting up the Christmas tree is more about being intentional. It is a shared experience of love, patience, and connection. In this episode, we learn to apply the 5 love languages of children to common holiday activities, watching Christmas movies, playing charades, and putting up the Christmas tree. The experience is enhanced by including each love language. I included a week-long family Christmas celebration plan. You can download this from the description below. The plan will help you highlight each of the 5 love languages. Love is a feeling. Christmas is a holiday filled with feeling and meaning. Find it at go.healthsolutionstoday.com/Christmas2025. The plan is adapted for mixed ages, toddlers, elementary, and teens. The activities are designed to help each child participate at their level. At the same time, they can feel individually seen and loved. In the next episode, we will discuss how to include the 5 love languages on Christmas Day. Until then, this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.